Guys, so come on in. I need to know that you are a helpmeet suitable and you're gonna have your sips with me. So good evening, good evening. There's a tip for everybody tonight, and I wanted to make sure I covered it because I promised a couple people I would do a little something tonight that's gonna be kind of fun. Sometimes our tips get a little tough, but tonight's gonna be hopefully a little bit of fun. So let some other help meets know. And I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Meet. And you can get your copy of Help for the Help Meet on our website, geraldandyvette.com. It comes with a workbook, all that you need to hear and read about the revelation that God gave me about becoming a help meet suitable. So good evening, good evening. Yes, I'm a help meet suitable and I'm sipping. Oh, you know my favorite is the caramel apple flavor. And I figure I might as well sip on my favorite when I'm going to talk about one of my favorite things, which is communication. Communication. So you saw by the title, let's talk sports. Help meets. Can you talk sports? Let's try to do that tonight. Let's work on that tonight. So if you haven't been following, and I'm wondering if you haven't, where have you been? Have you been following my husband's turnaround series? So how many of you have been blessed by the turnaround series? I know, honestly, it's a testimony that I've lived through. It's a testimony I've been a witness to. And I can tell you, I've been blessed by listening to him just pour out of his spirit what God has revealed to him through his journey of deliverance, through our journey of reconciliation. It has been amazing. So if the turnaround series has been a blessing to you, let me know, let me know. So I have been totally blessed by it. I know that it's a pretty long series, but hey, we're gonna release what God says to release. And he said, I don't know how long it's gonna be. But we're thrilled that he's been so freed by it. It's been blessing him. And so anything that blesses him blesses me. So I'm so glad so many of you are enjoying it. I'm so glad. So lately, I told my husband, I said, Gerald, you kind of threw me under the bus. You threw me under the bus a little bit. Like, oh, my wife will teach you all about football. And I'm like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. So I'm not sure I can teach everybody all about football, because let me tell you, football is a complicated sport. But I wanted to talk about what he was sharing. I wanted to talk about in the turnaround series, if you haven't seen it, last couple of episodes, I guess they're considered episodes at this point. Last couple of episodes of the turnaround series, he's been talking about communication. Today he talked about a winning season, like no more losses. We're not losing anymore. We're only going to win. And so part of what he was sharing was during one of our most difficult times, and I tell people all the time and they say, how did you deal with this and how did you deal with that? Let me tell you, only Holy Spirit and God can guide you through something that is traumatic, something that is hurtful, something that causes you pain, something that is difficult. And I give all glory to God. It was like, Holy Spirit, you really want me to do this. You're going to have to give me insight. You're going to have to give me strength, and you're going to have to give me strategy. So one of the strategies that Holy Spirit kind of revealed to me was he's not understanding you. He, meaning my husband. How many of us, I mean, this is us, this is our helpmeet time. How many of us have talked to our husbands about something? Now, for those who aren't married yet, this is perfect. It is so important for unmarried people to understand what all some of the things that we go through in marriage before you're married. I'm actually getting ready to kick off a whole week of broadcasts just for the unmarried, just so they can know that this marriage ministry is so important for unmarried people to participate in. But my husband and I would have conversations, and I would say something, and he would say something, and I would get mad, and he would get mad, and then we'd have that same conversation over and over. My God, over and over. I'll sip. Mm-hmm. And over. And quite honestly, we would have the conversation over and over and still never get, still never get to the good parts where you understand me and I understand you. Would not have that. So one thing Holy Spirit would say, and it would cause me to get so angry. And let me tell you, before I got delivered, I would get so angry. I want to just, okay, let me get a sip. I would get so angry. I would do things that a Christian should not do. I mean, yell, scream, throw stuff. We're gonna be real. And quite honestly, all it did was upset the Lord, because he's like, really? That was your idea of a good idea? And I couldn't say anything, but no, it wasn't a good idea. And he would ask me to go apologize. And before I got delivered, I'd be like, I don't think I heard you. So, but after I got delivered, I was, let me apologize. So I said, God, I need help. If you're going to make me apologize when this man makes me this frustrated, then I need some help talking to him, because he's just not understanding me. So, I mean, my husband loves sports, and particularly because he was a football player. He actually played in the NFL, so he was very serious about football. We actually met in high school, so I was a cheerleader. He was a football player, so sports was very, very important to me, and important to even more important to him. So God said, talk to him in football terms. I'm like, nah. If you're like me, I was like, why can't he talk to me in cheerleader terms? Why can't he talk to me in help me? Why can't he talk to me in lady? What? He said, did you ask me how you could get your point across, or did you ask me to change him? Oh, well, really, I kind of was asking you to change him, but I see that's not really on your idea of, you know, things to do. So God would always help me and shift the things that I needed to do. He did not talk to me about what Gerald needed to do. He talked to me about what I needed to do. So he said, talk to him in football terms. So I was like, okay, like, what do you mean? Like, okay, tell him you're his assistant coach. Tell him you don't mean him any harm. Tell him if you guys don't communicate, how can the offense not know what the defense is doing? And how can, and I was like, God, you think that'll work? Oh yeah, he's your son. Okay. So I started talking to him just a little bit at a time about offense and defense, about being his head coach. And then I, you know, assistant head coach. You're the head coach. I'm the assistant head coach. I'm this. And then I'm thinking, he was like, Wait, did you lean in while I'm talking, Gerald? Like, he was totally into the conversation. All of a sudden, no matter what I said, he said, Whoa, that was new. So he would listen, and I'd say, well, when we say we're going to do a play, unless someone calls an audible, unless someone changes the play, unless everybody on the team know, one person's going to run one route, and the other person's going to run another route, and it's going to be a problem. He'd be like, yes. Oh, yeah. I'm like, so when you do something that you didn't tell me, like spend money when you don't have a job, like use the debit card and just spend money and don't make a deposit. Oh, I get that. So I need to let you know. Jesus. Do you know we've had that conversation like for 2-3 years and no go? So one of the help me tips that I can give you is, what does your spouse, what does your king like to do? It doesn't have to be sports. I use sports, But in our case, it was sports. I've counseled other women and, you know, someone else's spouse liked cars. Sometimes it's movies. Like if there's a particular movie, then study the movie and say, well, if this car, you know, ran into that car and they ran each other off the road, but they were really on the same team, would that be a good thing? It's like, no, that's not a good thing. Why wouldn't that be a good thing? And they'll add to it. I don't know why it's necessary to have to do this. So someone's going to say, why is that necessary? You know what? It doesn't even matter why it's necessary. I'm telling you, it works. So if he likes golf, if he likes to hunt, if he likes knives, if he likes karate or what, martial arts, whatever it is, when you are a helpmeet suitable, it's about being suitable. So when you're suitable, you find out, what does your king need? How does he speak? What does he like? And when you figure out what he likes, don't say, well, I don't like, I don't like, you know, I like to watch football, but I really wasn't necessarily into all those, you know, different positions and all that. But guess what? It helped me. And guess what? It was important to him. And guess what? I got my point across. We were communicating, and then I would see a conversation go left, and all of a sudden, we'd pull in, and he'd go, he'd be getting mad or frustrated, and I'd say, oh, wait, let me say this like this. I said, well, tell me what would happen if the defense and the offense ran on the field at the same time. Not good. Do you think the special teams would need to know whether we were on offense or defense? All kinds of stuff. So the other thing we started to do, I'd say, well, tell me about what would happen if this or that. And he would give me the information. What? I'm like, so basically you do understand how to communicate. You do understand teamwork. You do understand one person has to know what the other person is doing. You do understand. Oh, yep. I get it. You do understand that we have to do a budget because no coach would go out on the field with no plays. Ever. Yes. That's important. You do know we have to do this in this season and not do this in that season. Yes. So, talk sports, talk hunting, talk movies, whatever you do, you've got to talk. So, if you're going to get frustrated, you're going to get mad, you're going to say you shouldn't have to do it, you probably won't be able to be suitable, because if you sit around and wait for the conversation and the communication to be fantastic, without it, it might not happen. I'm not saying this is the only way to communicate, but I'm telling you, if you're struggling with communication, what does your king like? Get to know it. Study it. Did I ask you to love it or like it? Let me sip. I didn't say you had to like it, but I did say you need to learn it. It's a part of the sacrifice, which is what we talked about earlier. It is part of what you have to do to make it work. It's about whatever. And Holy Spirit said, you know what? Speak to him this way. All of a sudden, oh my goodness. And then he mentioned something during his turnaround series about the timing of the talking. Let's talk about that, ladies. Talking during a game is going to get you nowhere. So what you do is you figure out the times of the games, and then you ask. It's so considerate. Since the game comes on at ... can we talk now up until the game? The fact that you know when the game comes on and that you're considerate and you think about it ahead of time and you're like, I don't want to interrupt your game. So can we talk at this time instead of that time? Or can we talk on Tuesday because, you know, Monday Night Football is on and I don't want to interrupt your Monday. You throw that out there first. Since I won't interrupt you on Monday, can we talk on Tuesday? See? You give them a little something. And then You give them snacks during the game. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit and watch some games or some movies or something they like and learn, but please, for the love of everything, help me. Do not ask questions about the game during the game. For the love of everything, help me, suitable. Never ask questions about the game during the game. And maybe, just maybe, after the game is over or right before the game begins, ask for one tip. Ask for something that has to do with the sport. Just one. Don't try to learn like, you know, they're going to do a post route and then, you know, they're going to don't get deep. Start with something small. Okay? And serve snacks, because that's just what you do. Serve snacks. Which snacks would you like? And serve the snacks. And ask for one tip, not during the game, one tip about the sport or the team, and that's it. And little by little, you'll become more suitable and you'll be able to have a conversation. So, if you're watching and you're not paying attention and you're just thinking this is dumb, then you're probably not gonna learn it. So just look for like one thing, nothing big, and you know, just put it on and ask a couple people. Or, you know, ask a friend or two that does, you know, that understands the game, and it works. So that's a communication tip. So that's a little bit different, but since my husband kept saying what my wife will tell you all about it, I'm like, Lord have mercy. I guess I got to get on Sips and Tips and say, ladies, let's learn a little bit here and a little bit there. You know, I like football all my life, but it got even better when I can get to my husband to communicate with me. So what is it that your husband likes? And if you're not married, that's one of the first things you find out. What do you love? What sports do you like? What teams do you love? And then find out just a little something. Don't try to get deep, because you get too deep, then you might make a mistake and then they'll look at you like, what are you talking about? Just a little something. Just a little something. And you find out a little something and put that in your conversation. It will help. It will help. All right? So that's my tip for the day. Help me tip. Let's talk sports, because that's what the king is most likely going to want to talk about. So in your journal, still a good tip. What's one or two things I can find out about my husband's favorite sport or favorite hobby or thing he really enjoys, so that I can communicate with him and then he can communicate back with me? Now, he may want to communicate back with sports talk, and as you know, he might get confused. Write it all down and then, you know, inbox me. No, I'm just kidding. I love football, and let me tell you, this is a tip that really, truly, we still use to this day when things get a little like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm misunderstanding. He gets the look on his face when his little eyebrows start touching, like, Yvette, you're speaking, I don't get it. I stop, and I speak football. So, do you need to speak basketball, golf, hunting, sports, cars, whatever you need to do? If you're help me suitable, you speak king speak. You speak king speak. Whatever king speak is, that's what you speak. I speak football speak. I know, I was an educator. I know that really is not grammatically correct, but king speak. Whatever he understands, that's what we speak. Because we are suitable. Help me suitable, that is. So I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Me. Get your book and workbook. Yes, do your research. Get your book and workbook on our website, GeraldandYvette.com. I'm decreeing and declaring. I speak king speak. Can we say that? I speak, King speak. Yes, yes, we were saying it at the same time. I didn't even see that. I speak, I'm a helpmeet suitable, and I speak King speak. And I'm proud of it. A lot of people think, well, we shouldn't have to do all that. Well, good luck staying married. And if you are staying married, good luck being happy without doing some of this stuff. I promise you, it is worth it. I'm Yvette Benton, and I speak King speak. What do you speak? All right, I'm a helpmeet suitable. Next time I talk to you, I want to be able to talk sports. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for sips and tip time. It was caramel apple sparkling juice today. And today's tip, you speak, King speak.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.